We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's Scott. Scott Trask from Boston. He liked drinking cold beer, smoking cigars, and clam chowder. But here, he's doing bachelorette stuff with Jeff and Jen. Jode, what's going on, kid?
Can you see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yes.
It's close.
Yes. I am close.
Jeff, it's the rose at the end of the tunnel.
The rose. Can you see the rose?
The final rose. Oh,
I'm telling you.
You know, I did some checking just to see.
Right?
Yeah.
Just so you know. In The Bachelorette, we're only 4 for 11.
Okay.
And in The Bachelor, we're 3 for 20.
These are
this is not the way to find a relationship. Okay?
Percentage
is not going to work.
Percentage-wise, though, The Bachelorette does better.
So does better.
JoJo could find love.
No. Not with all this drama going on.
The guys that are left, you think?
Here's what you got to know about Scott as we recap last night's episode of The Bachelorette. Scott had not watched more than 10 minutes of any reality show, let alone Bachelor or Bachelorette, up until we asked him to be a part of this.
It was just like a few minutes of Survivor, right?
Yeah, 10 minutes, and I went, yeah, this isn't Survivor. This is Social Survival. I'm out.
And so he's a beer-drinking, cigar-smoking Army veteran. He's the chief engineer here at the radio station. Every day he's got his arms up in a ceiling or down in a floor fixing. He just fixes manly stuff. Poker. He plays poker. He eats red meat. He just walks up to a cow, punches it unconscious, and pulls a steak out of it and eats it.
Exactly.
He gave up his poker night to do this for us.
And now,
now here's the problem.
Uh-oh. Now your poker guys are listening?
Bingo.
Ah, yes. I love it.
At both stores.
Okay.
So I'm getting it on both sides.
Okay. All right.
So, of course, we start last night with the... week we had Luke having the last minute discussion.
Yes.
JoJo had indicated that she was probably going to eliminate Luke. Yeah, no surprise. He's eliminated last night and he can't even find out why.
I just can't believe I squandered it away. Like, I had no clue, like, I was doing that. I had no clue I wasn't saying enough. I thought that, like, when I kissed you, I thought that when I looked in your eyes, I thought that the times that we had, like, that magic was real. Like, I thought that you knew it was real. I thought that you wanted that.
I did.
You didn't want me anymore.
No, it's not that.
He was shell-shocked. I mean, he truly was stunned.
He had more fun in Afghanistan than he did last night.
I'm telling you.
He's your military veteran.
You know, a veteran. I think he had a better time in Afghanistan.
I mean, come on. He was shell-shocked. He couldn't even move any muscles in his face. He couldn't believe it was happening.
No, he could not believe it. And, you know, here she is toying, you know, or trying to decide what to do. But then, you know, the part that bothers me a little bit is... in the back of her mind, she still doesn't really trust Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of depends. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly 100%.
I think that makes me nervous.
Really? Why?
Your lifestyle, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of being gone. There's a lot of, I don't know. It's like, it's just scary because, like, I've done a long distance relationship before where I would see that person every couple of weeks and it didn't work for me.
Well, I think the good thing about it is I don't have, nor do I need, like, a home base right now. I think it's great right now that I can kind of be wherever, and wherever you need to be, I can be.
I know, but when you say right now, makes me feel like, hey, in 6 months you could get a phone call and you'd be like, well, peace, I'm out.
Well, I think if he gets a phone call about being the next Bachelor, he's going to be peace, I'm out.
Exactly.
It's going to be one of the final dudes, right?
It's usually one of the top three.
I would look at probably Chase, maybe Luke, maybe whoever ends up not getting the rose being the next one. But, you know, if she doesn't trust him to this point now, why is he even still there?
I agree.
I like the fact that he just basically admitted that he'd be cool being homeless for the next 6 months, a year. He's like, I don't really need a home base. I don't really need anything. In the real dating world, you say that to a woman, she runs for her life. I don't need a job. I don't know. I'll just crash
a house.
I can couch surf.
I can go collect cans and, you know, turn them in for, you know, recycle. You know, we'll make some money. Don't worry about it.
That's so true.
But, you know, then later on, of course, Chase puts out the big matzo ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then gets.
Oops, sorry, go ahead.
Rejected.
I'm definitely not scared, and I want to say that I'm 100% in love with you.
When you said that to me, I don't think I felt what I thought I was going to feel. I want... No. Oh. Talk to me. I want you to...
I didn't talk to you. I mean, I just threw myself out there. So now love equals get the out?
No. Because I'm trying to be fair, and I'm trying to be honest, and I'm trying to not let what happened to me happen to you. Blindsiding you or not being fair, not being honest.
You kind of just did all that.
Ooh.
Now remember now, this happened in the fantasy suite.
Right, so she already gives him the key, the envelope. Says we're gonna spend the night together,
and you're out of here.
Yeah. You
know? So why did she?
He was mad too. Why would she?
Why would she invite him to her lair, if she was just going to?
I have no clue, because I guess maybe she was waiting to hear the words to see if the fireworks went off, and the fireworks did not go off.
Because he was the last one, so she had been in the fantasy suite with Robbie already,
and then with Jordan already,
and both of those guys have said, "I love you."
Yeah.
Okay, and she has said, not to their faces, but off camera, that she's falling in love with both of them. So we get it that those relationships are on par, and she was still deciding on Chase.
Yep.
And then so he says the "I love you," and then like drops the matzo ball.
How much time? How much time between like fantasy suites? Do they change the sheets?
I'm sure. It's a couple of different days.
I think it's different days, different rooms. But even still, though, I mean, here you give the guy the key to the room, and then you're gonna go get out.
Never mind.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, yeah. He was really mad too. His reaction was like kind of uncool, and it showed this weird, I don't know, anger, temper side of him.
But don't you think, though, before this, she already knew?
I mean, probably. As I was watching it, I was like, look out, Chase. I was like, everything you say is ruining your chances of being the Bachelor.
Keep digging, buddy.
Hang on, buddy. Hold on. You got a whole season ahead of you.
But then, of course, after everything else, you know, it happens, of course. What does JoJo have to do? Chases him down.
I can't have that be the last thing that you think about when you think of us, because I want you to know how much.
How can it not? To put myself out there like that just to be home immediately after, like.
Do you think that I would ever give you the fantasy suite card to break your heart?
You did.
Yes. I'm sorry. I don't know how to do this.
That could be.
He doesn't know what she's doing. Come on.
If we were not doing Scott's update right now, I would think that was like a General Hospital scene.
Yes.
Like with the music in the background and his name is Chase. Holy. You give me the key to the fantasy suite.
Yeah. I'm over it. Please end.
It gets so much more awkward at this stage of the game, doesn't it, Scott? Because at the end, you got Robbie and Jordan. They both got roses last night.
They
and then she tries to do a toast.
But what happens beforehand?
Oh, yeah.
Guess who shows up? Chase.
Yeah, Chase comes back to apologize for the way he handles things, save his chances of becoming the Bachelor, is what I think.
And, of course, now you got Robbie and Jordan sitting there going, what's going on?
Yeah.
So who's left?
We got Robbie and Jordan.
Robbie and Jordan.
We're down to two.
We're down to two, but tonight is a special episode.
Which is the men's tell-all.
Okay.
So we get to see Roy Rage again.
Yes. Yeah. The crazy guy. Chad, right?
Chad comes back. Yep, he's
and
back.
Apparently there's like some fight that's going to happen.
Supposedly there's some kind of fight, and we're going to see who wins and loses. And gets somebody loses some teeth. Or something that kind of
that'll make you happy.
Yeah, that's gonna make me happy.
So that means that next week will be the last week.
Yeah.
Yay!
Well, next week she takes them home to meet her family.
Okay.
So is it two episodes next week too?
There's gonna be two episodes left.
Please.
There's gotta be a couple more left because they've gotta go meet her family. And then she has to pick the final one.
Come on.
So we might have even a couple more, Scott. Hang in there.
We only need a 2-hour show.
That's really good. Don't give up on me, Scott.
Oh.
Die 94.1. The Jeff and Jen Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.